This episode of CoverVille is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your new account, go to Squarespace.com and use the code COVER. Coming up on episode number 628, well, it's a cover story night, and let's pay tribute to one of the smartest bands that ever came out of the British rock invasion of the late 70s, early 80s. I'm talking about XTC. And it just so happens to be right around Andy Partridge's birthday. It was just about a week and a half ago. So, perfect time for a cover story. You're going to hear covers of XTC classics and some deep cuts. It's all coming up right now on CoverVille.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from CoverVille for a Thursday night. It is November 19th. 2009. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to another cover story edition of CoverVille. Tonight, the music of XTC, Andy Partridge, Colin Moulding, and Terry Chambers, the threesome that made up the band XTC, released a ton of great albums, and was in that, kind of in that same genre, that same Britpop genre as groups like Squeeze and Joe Jackson and Elvis Costello, where it was British pop that focused as much on the songwriting and on the lyrics and on the depth of the writing as much as the pop sensibilities, the music, the melodies. And boy, it's going to be so evident as you listen to tonight's music, the covers that tend to equally focus on both making sure the songwriting is still front and center, but still capturing those great melodies, those great harmonies, like I said, pop sensibilities that the songs had. Let's go ahead and start off with one of their most famous songs, and this cover is by a guy named Al Cooper. And if the name Al Cooper does not ring any bells for you, well, when I back announce the song, I'll tell you all about him. But let's kick things off right now with Making Plans for Nigel by Al Cooper.
We only want what's best for him. We're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel just needs that helping hand. And if young Nigel says he's happy, he must be happy. He must be happy. He must be happy in his world. He's happy, he must be happy, he must be happy, he must be happy in his world. Nigel is not outspoken, but he likes to speak, and he loves to be spoken to.
In his world.
Nigel is happy.
For night. Nigel. We only want what's best for him. We're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel just needs that helping hand. And if young Nigel says he's happy, he must be happy, he must be happy, he must be happy in his world.
10,000 umbrellas upturned, couldn't catch all the rain that drained out of my head when you said we were over and over. I cried till I floated downstream to a town they call misery. Misery, misery, misery. And 1,000,000 teacups, I'll bet, couldn't hold all the wet that fell out of my eyes when you fell out with me. Now I'm crawling the wallpaper that's looking more like a roadmap to misery. Misery. How can you smile and forecast weather's getting better, and you soon forget her if you let the sunshine come through? How can you smile and forecast weather's getting better if you never let a girl rain all over you? Just when I thought that my vista was golden in hue, 1,000 umbrellas open to spoil the view, and 1,000,000 salt seas recalled from school atlas. Alas, could be filled to the brim. Sonny Jim couldn't jump in. How can I be pleased when I'm handed the keys to a town they call misery? Misery, misery, misery. So with the mop in the bucket, I'll just say forget her and carry on sweeping up where I've been weeping. The jest is now creeping to strike down the newly crowned monarch of misery. Misery. How can you smile and forecast weather's getting better, and you soon forget her if you let the sunshine come through? How can you smile and forecast weather's getting redder if you never let a girl rain all over you? And just when I thought that my skies were a June, July blue, 1,000 umbrellas open, 2,000 umbrellas open, 10,000 umbrellas open to spoil the view.
Yeah. know your mind lies in a glossy mind.
I'll take a cloth and wipe away the shame.
And what you see is what you see. Believe me.
That is a cover by a very obscure band, very deep cut, actually, XTC there. Terry and the Lovemen from the tribute album A Testimonial Dinner, The Songs of XTC, that came out in 1995. A fantastic tribute album dedicated to the music of XTC. Now, if you go searching for Terry and the Lovemen, you will find them probably in the same place that you find the Dukes of Stratosphere. Both bands were alter egos of Andy, Colin, and Terry, the members of XTC that they used. This was just used, as far as I know, just used for that cover of The Good Things on their own tribute CD. So yes, nobody can cover XTC like XTC themselves. And the Dukes of Stratosphere, however, was an alter ego, a pseudonym for the band that they used for a couple of psychedelic albums, including a fantastic 25 O'Clock, which was also covered by They Might Be Giants on that same Testimonial Dinner album. If you like XTC and you like kind of that 60s psychedelic music, then you should definitely check out the Dukes of Stratosphere. Before Terry and the Lovemen, you heard The Format, a pair, from Peoria, Arizona. Nate Ruzis and Sam Means, and their cover there of 1,000 Umbrellas. That comes from a streaming and downloadable EP from their website called Live from the Living Room, Volume 1. Now, to get that, you go to theformat.com and follow the path to the living room, and that gives you the details on how you can download and stream that that EP that has that song on it. Great cover there of 1,000 Umbrellas. Before that, 10 Feet Tall by Scooby Don't. That comes from King for a Day, an MP3 tribute to XTC, a CD, a tribute CD that is, I think, long out of print as of the mid-2000s, one that I'll put a link in the show notes to the MySpace page where you might still be able to get a copy, but I think it's long gone, unfortunately, but boy, it was great. And then we start off the set with Al Cooper with his cover of Making Plans for Nigel from his compilation Rare and Well Done, the Greatest and Most Obscure Recordings, 1964 to 2001. A long album title I had to scroll over to see. Now, Al Cooper, again, if the name doesn't sound familiar, he has a tremendous resume. First off, he co-wrote This Diamond Ring, which was a big hit for Jerry Lewis and the Playboys. He was a session performer on Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone and the Rolling Stones' You Can't Always Get What You Want. He signed the Zombies when they came to America, and he discovered and produced Lynyrd Skynyrd. So a huge range of stuff. And he's a damn fine cover performer there with his cover of XTC's Making Plans for Nigel, again from that rare and well done two-disc compilation. Now, really quickly, wanted to throw out a couple thank yous. A couple guys who were very instrumental in helping get material and kind of uncover some lost covers for the show. Todd Bernhardt and Per Aronson, thank you guys so much for all your help with this show. All right. Well, Coverville Tonight is brought to you, is sponsored by Squarespace.com. Yes, another new sponsor. And man, am I excited to tell you about Squarespace.com. These guys, all right, so, you know, I tell you about Bluehost all the time, and they're the web hosting site that if you, you know, you're kind of starting from scratch, this is a great place to go. Well, Squarespace.com is another great place to go. And it's even more for the person who kind of wants... kind of thinks visually, I guess is the best way. You know, if you're a coder and you want to get into the nuts and bolts of your website, you'll probably want to go the Bluehost route. But if you want to see it, if you think visually and you want to see some just gorgeous website development, then go to squarespace.com. It's fast and an easy way to publish a high quality website or a blog. Basically, they've got a UI, user interface, that allows you to create and manage your website or blog, see the changes you make instantly, customize everything from colors to fonts to the way your website is organized. If you are a CSS expert, then it's good for you as well. Or if you're a beginner, it's also very easy to use. Tons of design templates to choose from, hundreds. And you can take those design templates and customize them up to... make them fit your needs just how you want them. And if you are a Coverville listener, which I'm getting the impression that you might be just based on the fact that you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can get a free trial and 10% off of your new Squarespace order just by entering the offer code COVER, COVER. That'll get you 10% off of your website and off of your hosting with squarespace.com. Definitely go check them out. Try it out. Go make your, you know, go use your 14-day free trial. Play around with it. See how it looks. It's really, really easy to use. And I played around with it and created an alternative Coverville Media .com website, which I may just end up using for Coverville Media here pretty soon. And if I do, you'll be the first to know about it. Check them out at squarespace.com. Remember, support Coverville sponsors, and they'll help support Coverville. no better way to say that, right? All right, let's get to the next set of music here. Kicking things off with one of those artists that I mentioned earlier as far as being kind of in that same league as XTC as far as the really intelligent songwriting with the hooks and with the melodies, Joe Jackson. And in 2003, Joe Jackson came here to Colorado, played in Boulder, I believe, at either the Boulder Theater or the Fox Theater. And I didn't get to go to the show, but if I did, you'd be hearing me in the background of this song as well. Here's his cover of The Mayor of Simpleton. And as you listen to this song, listen to the audience that sings the back patter back to Joe Jackson as he sings. It's awesome. Here's Joe Jackson.
Never been near a university. Never took a paper or a learned degree. And some of your friends think that's stupid of me, but it's nothing that I care about. Oh, I don't know how to tell the weight of the sun. But I know one thing, and that's I love you. I love you. When their logic gets cold and their thinking gets done, you'll be warm in the arms of the mayor of Simpleton. Have been there when brains were handed around. get past the cover of your book's profound. And some of your friends think it's really unsound that you're even seen talking to me. Well, I don't know how to write a big hit song and cross word puzzles. Well, I just shun, and I may be the mayor of Simpleton, but I know. You get is all real. I can't put on an act. It takes brains to do that anyway. Well, I can unravel riddles, problems, and puns, and the home computer has me on the run. And I may be the mayor of Simpleton, but I know. Logic gets cold and their thinking gets done. You'll be warm in the arms of the mayor of Simpleton. When their logic gets cold and their thinking gets done, you'll be warm in the arms of the mayor.
I should die at sea, boy. Write a little note, boy, and set it off afloat, saying, bless you, bless you, all of you pretty girls, village and city girls, by the quayside. Bless you, bless you, all of you pretty girls, watching and waiting by the sea. Pretty girls, quiet and witty girls, by the quayside. Bless you, bless you, all of you pretty girls, watching and waiting there for me. I drew up by your pale arms waving, when I see the caps upon the green and the rock and roll across the ocean. Drew up by you every night while I'm fathoms asleep. I should die at sea, boy.
bless you, bless you. All of you pretty girls, quiet and witty girls, by the quayside. Bless you, bless you. All of you pretty girls, watching and waiting there for me.
Love on a Farm Boy's Wages by a group called The Poozies from, I believe, from the UK. They are an all-woman folk group, and what a great choice of song for them. Love on a Farm Boy's Wages, one of those great songs, and I believe that came from The Big Express. I want to say it was the lead track from The Big Express, but it might have been Mummer. Yeah, okay. Now I'm might be confusing all you pretty girls, which was the song right before that, performed by Jim Morey for his 2008 album Low Culture. And incidentally, Andy Partridge won a BBC Radio 2 Folk Award for that cover, as songwriter of that cover there of All You Pretty Girls, which again is one of those terrific songs that only XTC could have written. And then we start off the set with The Mayor of Simpleton, performed by Joe Jackson, recorded live in Boulder, March 27th, 2003, The Mayor of Simpleton. All right, a few things to really quickly tell you about that are going on with Coverville. First off, if you are not a Coverville citizen, well, now is a great time to become a Coverville citizen. Just check out the details over at coverville.com. You'll see a link on the right side on how you can support Coverville and get some pretty cool swag in the process by becoming a Coverville citizen. Now, and of course, gifting right now is I'm promoting. So if you want to give Coverville citizenship as a gift, we can do that for you as well. Also going on right now, for those of you who aren't citizens but maybe want one or two of the Coverville bonus track shows, the only way you can get those shows prior was to become a Coverville citizen. But if you want to buy one or two of those shows and not become a Coverville citizen, you'll now find links in the show notes for those bonus tracks episodes that allow you to buy them individually using your PayPal account. Very cool, very easy. Check it out at coverville.com. One last thing. Coverville was nominated, as it has been for the last several years, for a podcast award in the field of music. If you get a moment, please go to podcastawards.com and cast your vote for Coverville. Or if you have another favorite music cast, I know CeCe Chapman's Accident Hash is in there as well. And it's very hard for me to do any campaigning against CeCe Chapman because he is such a great guy. So if you're a fan of Accident Hash, well, then you've got a decision to make. Maybe you alternate your votes, whatever. Anyway, you can vote once a day, and I really, really appreciate your vote if you do have the time to do so. The voting lasts until November 30th, so you can vote once a day between now and November 30th over at Podcast Awards, podcastawards.com. I think that's enough self-promotion for right now. Let's get back to the music. This next song, I love the name of the band. Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin is the name of the band. Comes from the Buffet Libre Rewind, which was a cover compilation that you could download from the Buffet Libre site. Of course, there will be a link in the show notes to where you can pick that up. Here is Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin's cover of XTC's Another Satellite. And I swear, I'm turning this opening into my new ringtone. I promise you that.
Lost in space, and I don't want to see you move. football shaped is just for me to kick in space. And I can see, hear, smell, touch, taste. And I got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 senses working overtime, trying to take this all in. I got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 senses working overtime, trying to taste the difference between a lemon and lime, pain and pleasure, and the church bells softly chime.
Now, you've heard me sing the praises of Mandy Moore before. I mean, she could have easily fallen into the same kind of pop princess trap as Britney and Christina Aguilera and all those that came out around the same time. However, she's definitely got something more, something different, and there's no better example of that than her coverage album, which came out in 2003, including that Senses Working Overtime cover, as well as some great other covers that she done on that album. Breaking Us in Two by Joe Jackson, Moonshadow by Cat Stevens, Can We Still Be Friends by Todd Rundgren, Water Boys, Hole of the Moon. It's like 12 songs. I'm not going to list them all, but great cover album, and certainly somebody, if you like that song, certainly somebody you should check out more of. Before that, Dear God by Tricky from his 2003 album Vulnerable. And then we start off the set with Another Satellite by Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, from that great Buffet Libre Rewind downloadable album. You can't really even call it an album because it's huge. It's like two discs. Check that out over at Buffet Libre. And of course, again, a link in the show notes. And that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line, 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683 if your phone doesn't have letters on it. You can also go to coverville.com, participate in the discussions going on both in the comments in the show notes for this episode or in the forums at forums.coverville.com. We will be back next week with another edition of Coverville, probably on Tuesday, as usual. Until then, though, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Thanks for voting. Voting for Coverville at podcastawards.com. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.